WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone. Tune in because it's time to talk about something crucial for your overall well-being, setting boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving out and never getting back? Like a human vending machine dispensing time, energy, and kindness, but never topping off your own reserves. Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving deep into the world of boundaries today on Wake Up and Win, because saying no can actually be the most powerful yes you say to yourself. Think about it, clear boundaries create space for you, allowing you to prioritize what truly matters and live a more fulfilling life. Ready to reclaim your power? Let's do this. First things first, let's get crystal clear on why setting boundaries is like building the ultimate fortress around your well-being. It's about protecting your time, energy, and emotional space as precious resources that are non-renewable, folks. When you set healthy boundaries, you stop saying yes to everything and everyone, leaving room for what truly nourishes you. You become the CEO of your own life, making conscious decisions that align with your values and goals. Now, let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that will have you bossing up your boundaries in no time. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. This is about figuring out those core values, beliefs, and needs that are absolutely essential to your well-being. Maybe it's spending quality time with loved ones, prioritizing self-care, or pursuing your passions. Write them down. Make them visible reminders of what you won't compromise on. 2. Learn to say no gracefully. Saying no doesn't have to be a battle, and it definitely doesn't have to feel rude. You can be polite, assertive, and firm all at the same time. A simple thank you for thinking of me, but I won't be able to make it, or I really appreciate the offer, but I need to prioritize your commitment works wonders. 3. Communicate clearly and directly. Vague communication can lead to misunderstandings and resentment. Be clear about your expectations and boundaries from the get-go. Don't assume people will read your mind, they won't. Speak up and express what you need. 4. Practice self-compassion. Remember, setting boundaries is an act of self-love and respect. It takes courage and strength, so be kind to yourself throughout the process. There might be bumps along the way, but keep practicing and adjusting as needed. You've got this. 5. Don't be afraid to enforce your boundaries. This is where things get real, folks. Boundaries are only effective if you enforce them. If someone repeatedly disrespects your boundaries, it's time to take a step back. That might mean limiting contact, having a firm conversation, or even walking away from the situation entirely. All right, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine this. You have a friend who always calls you last minute to vent about their problems. They know you're a good listener, but it often leaves you feeling drained and overwhelmed. This is where boundaries come in. You could say something like, "Hey friend's name, I care about you and want to support you, but I'm not always available to be on call for venting sessions. Maybe we can schedule a specific time to catch up each week so I can be fully present and give you my undivided attention." See, it's about finding a balance that works for both parties. By setting clear expectations, you protect your own well-being while still being there for your friend in a meaningful way. So, remember these key takeaways. Identify your non-negotiables, master the art of saying no, communicate clearly, practice self-compassion, and don't be afraid to enforce those boundaries. Wake Up and Win isn't just about crushing it every day, it's also about cultivating a life that nourishes your soul. Setting boundaries is like giving yourself permission to thrive, to show up fully in all areas of your life with energy, intention, and unwavering self-respect. Now go out there, set those boundaries, and watch your world transform. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little boundary boost. Until next time, keep winning.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.